So we're here today with Two Rivers Health Center and wanted to showcase a podcast with Mike Swanson, the owner of Fitness in Motion and Back in Action. And so welcome, Mike.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. We are kind of just gearing up to reflect on your last year. So you've been at Fitness in Motion, you've opened Two Rivers Health Center last April, and we're into the thick of New Year's resolutions. And so I just want to talk a little bit about what your vision and mission is of Two Rivers Health Center, maybe specifically Fitness in Motion, some of the other pieces that you have going on.
Absolutely. Well, at Two Rivers Health Center, it's kind of been a vision of mine for the last 2 to 3 years when we were looking at, we already had the chiropractic office and we also had the rehab and we were all in one with the gym. And we were looking to add another piece, and that piece was the Nutrition Club, or Healthy Impact, of our facility, to work on the nutrition part with our members and stuff like that, and kind of give everyone a chance to find their fitness truth of what they're looking for. Everyone has a different goal and stuff like that, and so we kind of want it to be that one-stop shop for your healthcare, if that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. So with that said, with kind of this all-inclusive programming that you have at Two Rivers Health Center, how would you say it speaks to the elite athlete all the way up to the senior citizen who might be coming into your facility?
Absolutely. So, everyone, like I said, is looking for a different fitness truth. Like you said, the athlete is going to be looking something different than, say, the 50-year-old or the 60-year-old or even the 30-year-old. And so we try to be a diverse with our equipment and with what we have. Like, once again, the chiropractic office is something that treats more acute care, maybe a sports injury, someone who's trying to get back in the game on Friday. They get hurt on Monday. They have a game in 5 days. We want to work on making them healthier faster than, hey, I'm just going to get better on my own in 2 weeks. Well, then you've missed 2 weeks of games. The rehab, if you've had, say, a knee replacement or a car accident or something like that. Or the gym, or someone who's just, hey, I want to feel better, or as an athlete, I want to be faster, stronger, build some character with the athlete so that they can be stronger competitively on the court. So many athletes today have a tendency just to kind of give up, and we want to work on that mental characteristic of it. And even our regular members, the mental characteristics of keep moving, that it's not easy to be in better health or to be in shape. It's a lot easier just to stay home and kind of be that couch potato, or life is busy. And so with the 24-hour access, we want to work on, once again, trying to find your fitness goals, whether it's 6 days a week, 3 days a week. If it's someone who needs to work on their eating habits and stuff like that, we have personal trainers. Clayton and Sarah are amazing. They can work with nutritional meals and stuff like that. They can do one-on-one. We also have the group training sessions, which is functional training. And maybe in a different podcast, we'll talk a little more about that. But that's been really popular in our one-on-one classes. So many people join a gym per se, and they just, I don't know what to do. It's like throwing the Christians to the lions.
Right.
And so the one-on-one class gives the opportunity to learn how to use our equipment. We have a lot of different equipment than other gyms, a lot more functional training equipment, like air runners, which are motorless treadmills, ski ergs, air bikes, row machines, plus we have the regular treadmills, ellipticals, stuff like that. But it's really a diverse gym with a lot of different equipment than you see in a normal gym.
And so, I drive by the gym quite a bit. The parking lot is often packed. It's a 24-hour fitness facility. I've walked through the gym. I noticed there's kind of a culture. And so could you explain a little bit more to listeners about what kind of atmosphere or culture you kind of create
Absolutely.
At Two Rivers?
Absolutely. So, a gym has that stereotype of the muscle head or the person who wants everyone to look at them and stuff like that. And that is not what we're all about. Once again, going back to the fitness truth, if we had 20 people in the room, we'd all be looking for something different. And we understand that. Whether someone who needs to lose 50, 60 pounds, or maybe once again, it's an athlete who needs to get a little bit faster or stronger, or maybe it's just someone who had a car accident, they did some therapy with us, and now they want to continue that strength training and stuff like that. Today alone, we did a thing called crossover symmetry bands, which is all about shoulder therapy and kind of a prevention or a prehab, as Dr. Erickson would call it, of working on your shoulders so you don't have shoulder problems later in life. We had 17 people. It was absolutely awesome to have that many people show up on a Sunday morning to just do some shoulder band stuff, and it took 40 minutes, and everyone felt great afterwards. And so we try to get a culture where, hey, whatever your fitness truth is, we support it. No one's judging anyone. You're greeted with a smile. Someone says hi to you. If you look like you don't know how to do something, I hope that one of our staff members would come up to you and say, hey, can I help you and stuff like that.
Right.
It really is a friendly atmosphere. And we just want to make sure that it's easier to make sure the members we have get success and find their truth than to try to keep getting new members. So we really do strive for, hey, you're joined up now, you're part of this team. What can we do to make your truth happen? And then it might even change. You join up and you go for one thing, 3-6 months later you might be doing something totally different. Hey, now I've gotten better from my car accident, and now I want to be able to run a 5k, or I just want to be able to do things with my grandchild, or whatever it may be. Or you recover from an MCACL tear, hey, I'm back on the sports and I want to be better at my sport.
Right. So if our listeners want to get more information about Two Rivers Health Center, where could they do that?
You know, there's a lot of different options. The first one option I would tell people is go to our website, www.tworivershealthcenter.com, and that'll have a lot of information on Healthy Impact, Back in Action Rehab, Erickson Chiropractic, and the whole facility. We also have a conference room if people are interested in that. And there'll also be a number, and contact me, Mike Swanson, or Al Anderson, or Bob Erickson, and we can help you out and kind of find out what you're looking for and what you need, whether it's chiropractic, whether it's rehab, or whether it's gym, or whether it's nutrition. We can put you in touch with our personal trainers if you're looking at something more one-on-one. But we really encourage you, go to our website, check it out. We are here to answer questions. It's been extremely successful. It's been an exciting first 6 months. I can't tell you how excited my staff is that it's been way beyond our wildest dreams. So.
Thanks, Mike. We'll get together a little bit more and learn a little bit more about your services soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.